Hundreds gathered at Love Park on Mother's Day to advocate for human rights in the U.S. and abroad. More from WHYY's Corey Sharber.
We won't stand for love, injustice.
More than 30 local advocacy organizations organized a protest on Sunday demanding protections and rights for all children everywhere. People of all backgrounds, including many mothers, gathered near the Love sculpture. Kaziah Ridgeway, a Muslim mother of four, was among them and empathized with those who have lost children in the various conflicts happening across the world.
I couldn't imagine waking up one day and having my home bombed and looking over at me and my child is gone, or multiple children is gone. And that's what mothers in Sudan, in Congo, in Palestine, and even here with people who came here for a better life, wake up one day, their husbands are gone, or their mothers are gone and sent back to another country.
Philadelphia's immigrant community has been on a heightened state of alert since January amid reports of mass deportations by the Trump administration. Organizer Helena Pilvanen said actions taken by the White House are trying to make it harder to, quote, stand up to justice.
What that means is that this is the most important time to stand up and be visible and speak out for people's rights.
Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Our news partner 6ABC reports a local rapper was killed in a shooting in Philadelphia's Juniata Park neighborhood on Sunday. A representative for LGBTQIA confirmed his death. The 30-year-old rapper, whose real name was Quadir Johnson, was shot in the chest, rushed to the hospital where he died. Police have not made arrests. The Delaware Symphony Orchestra is opening a new chapter this fall, announcing a groundbreaking appointment at the podium. Michelle DeRusso has been selected to lead the orchestra as its next music director. She's the first woman to hold the role in the organization's 120-year history.
It's the most exciting thing. It's something you've been working towards for years, right? And for it to be a place like Delaware and with the Delaware Symphony, and having been there, you know, connected with the community and worked with the orchestra, I know it sounds too good to be true, but it is the perfect fit for me.
DeRusso says she hopes to introduce a fresh sound by collaborating with composers. And announced this morning on the Today Show, the Philadelphia Eagles will take on the Dallas Cowboys to kick off the NFL's 2025 regular season. The game is scheduled for Thursday, September 4th at 8:20 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field in Philly. The game will be broadcast nationally. Also in sports, a shutout. The Phils over the Guardians Sunday 3-0. The Phils begin a six-game homestand. They start by taking on the Cardinals tonight, with Christopher Sanchez starting as the pitcher for the Phils and Matthew Liberatore for the Cardinals. Sepp Straka won the Truist Golf Championship over the weekend in Flower Town. Sunshine today with a few clouds and a high of 82.